Walter Mondale is the new candidate for the Minnesota Senate seat formerly held by Paul Wellstone. Minnesota's Democratic Farmer Labor Party chose the former vice president at a special meeting last night in Minneapolis. Mark Zdechlik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
After days of speculation, there was little question that Walter Mondale would replace Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone in Minnesota's Senate race. Wellstone's sons appealed to the state's elder Democratic statesman to take their father's place the day after last Friday's plane crash that took Wellstone's life and that of his wife and daughter, three campaign staffers, and two pilots. Delegates to the Democrats' special Central Committee meeting gathered in downtown Minneapolis last night to cement the deal. They made quick work of anointing Mondale their new candidate.
All those in favor of nominating Walter F. Mondale and approving him as the next United States Senator from the great state of Minnesota, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have a nominee. Fritz Mondale.
In accepting the nomination, Mondale said the nation's politics desperately need balance. Though he made no mention last night of his chief opponent, Republican Norm Coleman, who grew up in Brooklyn, New York, Mondale underscored his deep Minnesota roots.
I know Minnesota. I was born here. I grew up here. I was married here. We raised our kids here. I graduated from the university here. And I served our state for those wonderful years, and I know every bit of the state of Minnesota.
Mondale vowed to carry on Wellstone's populist approach to politics, navigating through virtually all of the issues that had dominated Minnesota's Senate race prior to Wellstone's death. Like Wellstone, Mondale said he too would oppose tax cuts that disproportionately benefit the rich, and he vowed to be a corporate watchdog that workers could trust to protect their pensions. He also talked about preserving Social Security, fighting for environmental protection, and for a government prescription drug benefit for seniors. On the issue of war with Iraq, Mondale came down squarely on the side of Wellstone, who voted against authorizing President Bush to use force against Saddam Hussein outside of the purview of the international community.
Iraq is dangerous, but going it alone is dangerous too. We have a United Nations, let's use it. We have allies.
Mondale ended his remarks pledging to travel the state in the coming days to make his case to Minnesotans. As Mondale embraced the nomination, Republican Norm Coleman was across the Mississippi River in St. Paul last night at a Republican rally. Coleman did not mention Mondale's name in his remarks, but made a point of talking about his focus on the future rather than the past. Coleman, who is 21 years younger than 74-year-old Mondale, emphasized his energy and readiness to work tirelessly in Washington, and he proclaimed the era of big government long gone.
These are times in our state where, you know, you got to choose the right path. And the choice is so clear. And it's so clear. You can either move into the future or you can get stuck in the past.
The first poll measuring likely Minnesota voters' preference between the candidates was published yesterday by the Minneapolis Star Tribune. It gave the former vice president an 8-point lead before Mondale has even made his first campaign stop. The same newspaper poll a few weeks ago showed Wellstone leading Coleman by 6 points. University of Minnesota political science professor Larry Jacobs says it's notable there has not been much movement in voter preference.
There's not a tidal wave of sympathy votes heading the Democrats' way. And it basically shows that the Senate race is pretty much where Wellstone left off. There's this lead for Mondale, but it's not a huge lead, and there's not this rush to the Democrats' side.
Walter Mondale and Norm Coleman are both promising vigorous campaigns right up until next week's election. For his part, though, Mondale has not yet taken questions from reporters, nor given any indication whether he'll debate Coleman before next Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zdechlik in St. Paul.